A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, says the passage of the Right to Information Bill into law will not only ensure the free flow of information from public institutions to the public, but also from private organizations to the public. Speaking on Behind the News last night, Mr. Mohammed said the rights of many employees in the private sector are violated, but they fail to make it known for fear of losing their jobs due to the absence of a right to information law. He said the passage of the bill will empower such people to speak out. He spoke with Agatha Samwa.
I think that in Ghana, apart from some few metropolitan assemblies, if you take, let's say, Accra, Kumasi, possibly Tema, and other municipal assemblies that have the capacity to generate enough revenue to execute some of the projects they have in their plans, many of them cannot do that. So it is just to empower them so that they'll be able to come out with innovative ways of generating enough revenue for the execution of some of the developmental projects with the right to information. You realize that the bill as it was, it was focused on only the public sector, or if you like, public sector as in government and politicians or institutions that are under the jurisdictions of government. I think that it's important for the private sector to be involved. You see, in this case, government is not trying to stifle, if you like, the private investor. But what government is simply doing is that the private entities are being manned by citizens of this country whose interest is also paramount to the government. If you have a private entity that is operating and, if you like, maybe connected electricity illegally, and you have instances where those who work with such institutions may want to give the information to the appropriate agencies, you can only do that at the peril of your work. Because once you do that and you are caught, you either be sacked. And sometimes you realize that there are Ghanaians who are employed to work in private entities. Their rights have been denied. Their basic rights have been denied. They are not even paid the right salaries. And sometimes national security contribution, you find executives of such company, private entities, who are unwilling to pay such monies. We think that it's important for the state to be interested. So getting the needed information is not only from the public. We think that the private sector must also be brought on board.
A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed.